When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 101, Black Power Economics, The Building Blocks. Economics and Black Power Economics. Economics is a science. By that, I mean it is an organized system of activities as opposed to a random series of activities. We must remember that, as important as it is, money is only an economic tool. There are other tools that are much more important than money. We must be astute enough to refocus, to look at the picture from a different angle, and put ourselves in a better position to determine what is best for us. What we will discover is this: one of the keys to an independent Black Power economic system is actualizing economic principles that might not have been actualized before. This will be one of several classes that ask fundamental economics questions and answers those questions as simply as possible. The question for this class is, what has to be managed? We have to manage our skills. On the personal and national and community levels, there are several resources Black people have to manage. These resources include, but are not necessarily limited to, the following: people, attitudes, energy, time, skills, wealth, and money. In this class, we will take a brief look at skills. We have to manage our skills. In ancient times, Black people built the greatest civilizations known to humankind, even to this day. We were able to do so because we had the analytical, creative, organizational, and work skills to do what needed to be done. More than 5,000 years later, Black people still possessed those skills. What we no longer possessed, however, was the ability to defend ourselves. We continued to build great nations, but Eastern white people discovered it was to their advantage to kidnap us, transport us across the Sahara to their homelands, and enslave us. Why? Because they wanted to build a better world for themselves, and they knew we had the skills that would enable them to do so. And nearly 1,000 years after that, Black people still possess the analytical, creative, organizational, and work skills that had made us a great people. White people from Europe, having discovered a fertile land that was new to them, wanted to build a nation on that land that was greater than any nation white people had ever built before. White people didn't possess the skills to build such a nation, but they knew Black people did. So they kidnapped Black people, transported us across the Atlantic Ocean, and enslaved us. In the year 2000, Black people still possessed the analytical skills, creative skills, organizational skills, and work skills needed to build a great nation. More than 10,000 years ago, we used those skills to create the very first organized economic system. To start off, Black people decided to do something that had never been done before: domesticate plants. To follow up on that, Black people decided to do another thing that had never been done before: domesticate animals. Thirdly, Black people devised a technology that enabled us to harness the power of the rivers. And Black people did something else that was highly unusual. We devised a technology that enabled us to refine ores and metals. Therefore, thousands of years ago, Black people had to view economics in a way it had never been viewed before. We were able to imagine new economic solutions because of our intelligence, and we were able to institutionalize new economic realities because of our analytical, creative, organizational, and work skills. Today, in the year 2000, Black people must once again imagine what no one else seems capable of imagining and institutionalize what no one else thinks can be institutionalized. That is the challenge and essence of Black Power economics. We have to take economics back to its roots. We can't imitate what others are doing or use the standards of others as our measuring sticks. Black Power economics has to be Black and original. And in order to be original, we have to take a new approach and rely on our exceptional intelligence and skills. Our exceptional intelligence and skills.